Turned against top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Extreme MAGA Republicans are marching America to a painful government shutdown that will crash the economy and hurt working class Americans.
CBS's Zach Hudak on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Johnson might vote on a continuing resolution, but then separately vote on the debt limit. The outcome of that, though, would likely be that the continuing resolution portion is passed and the debt limit is not. Another possibility is that we have a very, very short limit continuing resolution to just kick this down into right after the holidays.
From Indiana, there's word that Richard Allen, the man convicted of killing two middle school girls in 2017, has been sentenced to 130 years in prison. Their bodies were found off a remote hiking trail in Delphi, Indiana. It's getting busy at airports and highways as the holiday travel push kicks in. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The airlines are expecting a record of more than 54 million flyers between now and January 6th. American says its peak of the peak, if you will come on Sunday at about 1:20 Eastern time, when they'll have 1,074 flights in the air simultaneously.
With the Assad regime gone, three U.S. diplomats are now in Syria. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Well, there haven't been U.S. diplomats in Syria in more than a decade, and this is a very high-risk mission. It's the first face-to-face diplomatic contact with the rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS. They helped lead that opposition that toppled dictator Bashar al-Assad less than 2 weeks ago.
The diplomats are also trying to find out the status of missing American journalist Austin Tice, who vanished in Syria 12 years ago. The Biden administration has announced more student debt cancellation, as we hear from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
This time, it targets teachers, nurses, service members, and law enforcement officials who've reached eligibility through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which promises to erase loans after 10 years of work in government or nonprofit jobs. The $4.28 billion in relief is expected to be the final round before President Biden leaves office in January.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 421 points, the S&P up 51, NASDAQ ahead 163. This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles with headlines we're working on today. Well, a new county executive has been elected in Racine County. Unofficial numbers say businessman Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen in yesterday's special election. Malecki will finish the term of the late Jonathan Delagrave, who unexpectedly passed away back in June. A little slipping and sliding with yesterday's snow in Racine and Kenosha counties. The totals to the north were much higher. Milwaukee County, somewhere between 2 and 4 inches. You get north of Milwaukee or Ozaukee County, Sheboygan saw an excess of 6 to 8 inches of snow. Up around the Green Bay area, and they're still digging out almost 9 to 10 inches up in northeast Wisconsin. Hear local news at the top and bottom of every hour or get it on demand online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks, and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered snow showers clear on out of here this afternoon and will gradually become sunny before sunset. High temperatures tap the low 30s and crash to near 10 degrees tonight. This will leave us with a crisp Saturday, but a warmer Sunday. And all weekend long, it'll be dry with partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
And now it's time for that keyword on WRJN. Take
it's
it away.
11 o'clock. You know what that means. It's our grown-up gift list text to win contest here on WRJN. And this hour's keyword is cookies. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, use that text button at the bottom of our screen to send the keyword cookies, spelled C-O-O-K-I-E-S, for your chance to win $100. You have up until the end of this hour to enter in this hour's contest. It is the grown-up gift list here on WRJN. And right now, group from Britain, the UK, whatever you want to call it. It is the Rolling Stones. It's Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a gas, gas, gas.
That was my fault.
Caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't be. We can't go on.
and local news. Timeless is back on WRJN. Suspicious Minds. And I thought we'd just do an encore presentation of Jumping Jack Flash.
It's deja vu all over again.
No, it's my magic turn on the music finger. And it's a little trigger happy today.
You know, Cindy, you could have just blamed it on me because I'm the new guy in here. You know,
no, I'm waiting for other things to blame on you.
Okay,
trust
fair
me,
enough.
I'll find him.
You will find him. I believe that.
My next mistake will be Rich's fault. There
sure.
You go. Here's the Stones.
County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Look at all the lovely.
the Beatles and WRJN. And now, you know, it's Christmas season, and a song that is near and dear to my heart, and I play it every year for Christmas. I hope you enjoy this rendition of Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. If you feel so blue, you're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas right. But I'll have a blue Christmas. Baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up with your wife. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Forky Pig doing Blue Christmas on WRJ. And I hope you enjoyed that one. I always got a big kick out of that. Played it for the kids all the time when they were growing up because my kids like Forky Pig.
Oh, who doesn't? I mean, yeah. All the old Warner Brothers cartoons.
And who knew he could sing so well? I mean, really. I like to see him handle Jingle Bells, but that's totally unlikely.
Sure.
Or maybe we can get Anne Murray or somebody like that to sing it. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, what was that? What was that text to win word again?
Cookies.
Cookies.
That's good enough for me.
Alrighty. So cookies. They text it to what?
They want to they want to use the Civic Media app to text that word in. You go down to the bottom, you hit the text button, you type in the word cookies, and you have a chance to win $100 this hour. You have until the end of this hour, right before Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story coming up. So
that's right.
You better hurry.
All righty, just so you know.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
They're
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Hits and Christmas classics here on WRJN. We are 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM signal here in southeastern Wisconsin. Now, this technically isn't a Christmas song.
What?
But we gotta play this song. It's the Capitals with Cool Jerk. Oh, you're cooking, Richie.
Some of that cool jerk. Now give me a little bit of drum by himself there. Now give me a little bit of bass with those 88s. Take 20.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Seven of the Ferals on WRJN, and this one's for you traveling wherever you're going for Christmas. From the Mamas to the Papas, JRN. love this song. Right before you go on a vacation or something, you're like, let's play this song. Go where you want to go. And granted, yeah, in a way, it's actually kind of a breakup song, but it was also a car that was used in a or ad that was used in a car commercial a couple of years ago.
Do you remember which one?
No, that's maybe why you don't hear it anymore. Everybody loved this. Everybody's digging the song, and it's like, what?
I love the song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about just like different car commercials, and like they use different kind of music, or John Cena just tells you to buy, you know, a car because he's John Cena.
You need a car, man. Yeah. You need a car. Absolutely. It's Rich Ocasio's birthday. Yeah. Rich has a birthday today. And
it's my 40th.
Yeah. We're enjoying his show on Joy 1340, and I was called in to help you along on this journey.
And I'm so thankful for that. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Oh, absolutely. I just love, who doesn't like the age 40?
Well, I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah, see,
I'm still trying this on. This is uncharted territory 40, for me.
Oh, my God. 40 in the rearview mirror there. Well, young man, this next decade should be a lot of fun for you. Tumultuous, too, but
Lord
a lot
willing,
of fun.
Yes.
Then 50s, you have your first mini stroke. And then 60s, you're kind of like waiting for Medicare, which is what I'm doing now. I'm really excited about turning 65 next year.
So basically, you're saying it's all downhill from here. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. 40s is your last. Last decade of, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it's 41. The knees start going. Yeah. So, happy birthday to you, Rich.
So I have 10 years to turn back the hands of time. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's over for you, dude. enjoy your birthday today.
Yay.
Let's play some songs for you,
40,
man.
Yay.
Yeah. Here's the news for you, 40-year-old person, youngster.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into Chris Morrow with the WRJN Radio Park.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Yesterday's special election for Racine County Executive is over. Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen. He will now fulfill the remainder of the role that Jonathan Delagrave vacated in June with his unexpected passing. Yesterday's snow, just in time for the celebration of many of the winter solstice. Yeah, we didn't get hit too bad here in Racine or Kenosha County. Well north of Milwaukee, though, 6 to 10 inches fell all the way up to Green Bay. But what does it mean when the shortest day of the year arrives? Or is it the longest night of the season?
Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day.
And that's Lisa Hale reporting from Civic Media News. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. News at the top and bottom of every hour and updates when you need them online at WRJN.com.
Snow showers clear on out of here this afternoon and will gradually become sunny before sunset. High temperatures tap the low 30s and crash to near 10 degrees tonight. This will leave us with a crisp Saturday, but a warmer Sunday. And all weekend long, it'll be dry with partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over the place.
lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by a magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
It's WRJN. It's time for the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice?
Wish we had the weather.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, 1400 AM on your radio dial, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. And now, from one Jersey boy to another, it is the legendary Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Come on, Marianne.
Oh,
Rich Ocasio's birthday picks for this hour here on WRJN. We're celebrating Rich's birthday and the fact that Christmas is next week and Uncle Dick's picks is back for a day.
Yes.
Uncle Dick Trucks, my neighbor. Everybody knows him as Uncle Dick. He loves the music and he is going to be giving us a history of Christmas music.
Love it.
With a really cool Christmas song. I can't say what it is. It's so cool, though. I want to. But, yeah, we'll play it next hour at 12:15. And then you've got the text word.
That's right. Cookies.
All right, share it with us.
We got a little bit less than 15 minutes to go before the top of the hour, and that is the deadline to enter in the word cookies. What you want to do is you want to download the Civic Media app. If you have not done so already, look for WRJN within the app. Once you get onto the WRJN page, you click on that text button, and you enter in the word cookies, spelled C-O-O-K-I-E-S.
Go ahead.
And you have a chance to win $100, a cool $100 right before Christmas, 5 days away. It's part of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. You could win $100 or you could win one of our grand prizes. So it doesn't hurt to try. So go ahead and download that Civic Media app and have a chance to win $100 or a really cool prize.
All right. Text it in right before noon today on WRJN.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Don't miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker's. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autographed signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, The Jerry Kramer Story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
I said, Doctor,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That's going to be after this Glen Campbell song right here at WRJN.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, he's sold. And if you see your sister falling by the way, stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded. No
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A possible government shutdown is just hours away if lawmakers can't reach a spending deal.
While there is apparently a plan C in the works, Democratic lawmakers like Representative Pramila Jayapal are pushing for the House Speaker to put the original bipartisan stopgap funding deal up for another vote.
He could grow a spine right now, ignore his puppeteers, and then he could put this negotiated bill on the floor.
But Republican Ana Paulina Luna says,
we're not cutting deals with Democrats. We're going to work it out here. I do not believe the government's going to be shutting down.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says a shutdown could affect air travelers during the holiday period.
There may not be an immediate impact at all at airports, particularly if it is a short shutdown. If it drags on, that's when I think you'll start to see the sick calls increase, which means wait times at checkpoints increase.
Now to Indiana, where Richard Allen has been sentenced to 130 years in prison. He's the man convicted of killing two middle school girls in Delphi in 2017. Michael Patty is the grandfather of one of the teens, Libby German.
Justice has been served for the girls. I want to thank the jurors. I hope they get a chance to see this, that they took time out of their lives and remained open-minded and objective and was able to look at the information and deliver a verdict.
Three U.S. diplomats have held meetings with the group now in charge in Syria. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb says there's hope the fall of the Assad regime will lead to answers about an American journalist who disappeared 12 years ago in Syria.
The president believes he's alive. His family believes he's alive. And when those prisons were emptied just 2 weeks ago following the collapse of the Assad regime, many had hoped that we would find Austin Tice. We have not yet.
Starbucks workers at locations in three cities have launched a 5-day strike.